Brexit is delayed, but maybe not delayed, making sense of the chaos. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The British Parliament yesterday voted their support for postponing Brexit past the March 29th deadline. If the EU agrees, then Brexit would be delayed. By how long? Nobody really knows. Parliament has voted in so many directions, it's hard to know where any of this is headed. Let's bring in my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anna Enand. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
All right. Can you just help us understand real quick? So the British Parliament doesn't want no deal Brexit. They don't want Theresa May's deal. They don't want a new referendum. So what do they want?
I think that is the million-dollar question. And I think the problem is no one knows. One thing we saw on Thursday night is that Parliament defeated by two votes a process that would have allowed them to figure out exactly what there is majority support for. So we may not find out what Parliament wants. Instead, we're going to have to look to this extension and the possibility that more time might make that clearer.
Parliament voted saying they would like to postpone Brexit. So what's next?
So what's next is that the European Union has to respond. There are 27 countries that have to say whether or not they agree that an extension should be granted. Next week, EU leaders are meeting in Brussels. If the EU can't agree and can't give the UK that extension, then by law, the only real option is a hard Brexit, you know, where the UK just leaves on the 29th and suddenly things change overnight. And also, don't forget, Theresa May is going to have another go at trying to get her deal past Parliament. But if the last 2 weeks are any indication, that's going to be another tough sell.
My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand, thanks very much for the update.
Thank you.
At a launch party in Los Angeles last night, Tesla revealed what could be its most important vehicle yet, the Model Y. It's a small, all-electric SUV. Looks sort of like a taller version of the Model 3 sedan, if you've seen those. Marketplace's transportation reporter Jack Stewart was there and says Elon Musk's company is promising this car will be priced for mass market sales.
Tesla's design studio in Hawthorne, California, was transformed into more of a sleek nightclub for the event, packed with enthusiasts eager for a first look and ride in the Model Y. Elon Musk presented the new vehicle on stage, and he promised it would come with batteries that would last drivers for up to 300 miles of range, and that the price would start at around $39,000. It is worth noting, though, that Tesla's usual approach is to build more expensive versions of its vehicles with a higher profit margin first as it scales up production. There'll be no fancy gullwing doors like the bigger Model X SUV, which costs more like $90,000. American car buyers are turning away from sedans in favor of pickups and SUVs, so selling the Model Y at an affordable price is critical for Tesla. Deliveries are due to start at the end of 2020. In Los Angeles, I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.5%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 4 to 5/10% range, with the Dow future up 92 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.63%.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I sure hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Billions of dollars have flowed from Russia into Western Europe and beyond through an alleged money laundering scheme known as the Troika Laundromat. This was all uncovered by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, which says Russian oligarchs and politicians use this elaborate system of shell companies and complex bank transactions to hide and move dirty money. Drew Sullivan is the editor and co-founder of the OCCRP. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
Can you describe for us this system that you call the Troika Laundromat?
So what this really was is this was a network of offshore companies that were set up by this Russian investment bank called Troika Dialogue. And on the surface, they looked like, you know, just these individual offshore companies, but actually they were a network of companies that were working together under the direction of Troika Dialogue employees, serving as kind of an offshore financial vehicle to do all sorts of things such as money laundering or tax evasion or moving money out of Russia into the West, embezzlement from either private businesses or state businesses or evasion of taxes.
Can you break down for us how some of this money was actually laundered? Like, how are these transactions done?
Let's say you've decided to steal money from your organization. So you will sign a fake contract that says, I'm hiring a British Virgin Islands offshore company to do an analysis of our taxes. You would pay that company the money you want to steal. And then that money would go to this offshore company, which would be actually part of the Troika Dialogue. And then the Troika Dialogue would then send that money around to a series of other network nodes, and they would basically create fake paperwork. And then each time they'd split the money up into different pots so that it was all commingled with other people's money. And then out the other end from one of the nodes, the money would come back to you in your own offshore account.
This is, of course, centered in Russia, creeping out into Western Europe. Is there reason for us here in the U.S., observers here, to be concerned?
You know, this is a system not only that people are stealing money, but this is also the system in which money is moved to the West by sovereign nations, such as Russia. And we know that recently in the elections and other places, the Russians played a big role. They had a lot of trolls and other people working for them. That all has to get paid somehow. We know that organizations in Europe that are nationalist or extremist or racist are often funded with this kind of money. So this is really how that opaque power gets into our system.
Drew Sullivan is editor and co-founder of the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.